It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chin.
Our guest today is Andrea Bishop, therapist and executive director of Ozarks Counseling Center. Welcome to the program, Andrea.
Thank you, Wei-Ping.
Well, Andrea, our nation is facing a mental health crisis. Nearly a quarter of people are experiencing symptoms of depression. Can you tell us more about this alarming crisis? What are the causes?
Primarily, it is that we are experiencing a collective grief over not only the loss of loved ones who actually have passed away due to the pandemic, but at our way of life, that social interaction and connection is at the heart of the human experience and something that we need. And it's been denied to us, not just for a short while, but for an ongoing period of time. And there have been a number of resulting disappointments and losses and hardship, weddings postponed, big events, recognitions, things that would normally be part of the ebb and flow of our lives, some of the highlights of our lives, we're not being able to experience. And so it's natural that we would have a collective grief during this time frame and be depressed about all these losses.
And those are compounding reasons for us to have that feelings. How are some of the signs that indicate that we are under stress, and how do we cope with them?
Stress can manifest itself in a number of ways, of course. So classic depression symptoms such as low energy, difficulty getting out of bed, low motivation, a feeling of hopelessness, all of those things are natural parts of the grieving process or a depression. We can also see irritability and anger, just volatile emotions as a whole, be an indicator of grief or depression.
Without treatment or without acknowledging that, what sort of health and social consequences that we might be facing?
It does take quite a toll on us. Oftentimes, people resort to what we call maladaptive coping skills, things that aren't good for us, basically. Overeating. We saw a lot of people talking about the pandemic pounds that they gained when we had the shutdowns earlier in the year. Reaching to alcohol. Anything to kind of numb out. If we don't have strong coping skills otherwise, those default things are certainly quick and easy to help ease pain, but not good for us in the long run.
Andrea, can you give us some basic coping skills?
So to counteract all those effects is certainly possible. One thing that's really helpful during a low period like this is to really take meticulous care of your health. So it goes back to the basics. Good sleep habits. Eating right, getting exercise, being connected as you can be. Masks work has really been helpful in being able to allow people to socialize safely with distancing and masks on. We can get together and see one another, and that's really important for our mental health as well. Finding other outlets for energy. Of course, as I mentioned, exercise is really good, or sports. Also, any kind of hobbies or pastimes where you just lose yourself and can potentially feel a sense of accomplishment. All of those types of basic things are really important to just good mental hygiene at any period, but particularly now. And if we neglect any of those things, it makes it just more difficult to make it through every day and feel like that day was a good day.
So when do we know that we need to seek professionals, and what sort of a local resources that we can tap into?
It's best to seek a professional if those feelings of loss and hopelessness have really gone on for a significant period of time, more than 2 weeks, a month, to a fairly severe degree. That would be definitely signs of a crisis. It doesn't hurt for people to check in and have a little bit of a booster with therapy, even when those more dire signs aren't present. But if you see a loss of appetite, weight gain or weight loss, eating too much, sleeping too much, sleeping too little, those types of things are also indicators of seeking out someone to talk to and help strengthen the existing coping skills that we do have.
And what sort of local resources that we can tap into?
We at the Betty and Bobby Allison Ozarks Counseling Center operate on a sliding fee scale, And our mission is to make services available regardless of the person's ability to pay. So we are a resource, the safety net, if you will, for the community. Also, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, is a sister United Way affiliate, and they provide both a crisis hotline and a warm line, plus support groups to help with a variety of mental health issues.
Thank you so much, Andrea. You have been listening to Making Democracy Work, a radio program sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Our guest today has been Andrea Bishop, Executive Director of Ozarks Counseling Center. For more about this program, please visit the website at KSMU. We wish you good mental health, and thank you for listening.